ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति।
बहुत सुंदर अभी गीत बज रहा था।
तपस्या
ही जीवन है। हमारे स्वरूप को
निखार
तपस्या की गहराई को समझ नहीं पाते
हैं। तपस्या
कहा जाता है। एक स्थान पर
दिन
बैठ जाना
सिटिंग
क्या ये
whole day in a bhakti is this penance?
तो फिर योग क्या है?
What is yoga then?
और योग और तपस्या में क्या अंतर?
And what's the difference between yoga and tapasya?
योग और तपस्या में क्या अंतर है?
Is there a difference between yoga and tapasya or is there no difference?
जो जीवन बनाता है वो तपस्या है।
The one that funds a life is the
penance.
And yoga means?
Yoga हमारा एक subject
है. Yoga is one of the subjects.
Subject मुख्य है.
We have four main subjects.
Gyan,
knowledge, yoga, inculcation and service. And yoga is one of the subjects. And yoga means?
संबंधों के आधार पर.
Based on all the relationships to remember Baba lovingly and to take this mind on that inner journey in which we'll get to the proximity of God, and this is called yoga, in which we're constantly in the man mana bhav
मन
मनाभाव स्टेट और इन विच इट्स कॉन्स्टेंट अवर माइंड एंड इंटेलेक्ट इज कॉन्स्टेंटली विद गॉड। सो देन व्हाट डज इट मीन टू डू तपस्या?
तपस्या एक जीवन है।
तपस्या इज अ वे ऑफ लिविंग।
इसका कुछ आधार
है। सो देयर इज द बेसिस ऑफ सच लाइफ।
बेन जी ने कहा त्याग
Just like the sister said that there's tyag, which is sacrifice, tapasya and seva or service. So this penance or this tapasya can never be without sacrifice or tyag. And sacrifice of what aspect? We need to sacrifice, we need to renounce very subtle things, not the gross things. In the world out there, people renounce very gross things, physical things, but then Baba here, he teaches us the subtle knowledge and then he teaches us to renounce subtle things. And what is that subtle thing to renounce? That of me and myself. That of me and mine. This is very much required, because without this, there cannot be any tapasya. So when I renounce me and mine, this will come when you sit in yoga. Definitely at a subtle level, you'll get this, aspects about me and myself. But then if these are the two aspects that we need to renounce, to be able to make tapasya, then on a logic level, on a business level, when we come into interaction with others, then we'll find out that how much of this renunciation is done of me and myself. Because when we sit in yoga with Baba, then we don't even know how much have we renounced, because we're just loving you, remembering Baba. And in front of Baba, there's no show of me and myself. But when there's this sense of me and myself at the business level, when we come into interaction with my soul, and then it's then that it will emerge. And there we'll get to know that, yes, this renunciation hasn't happened just yet completely. And so tapasya means to take this aspect of renunciation to its highest level, to make an effort to take it to the highest level. This is called tapasya. And whatever we have done towards that is called, it's called adho tapasya. So when we talk about tyag or sacrifice or renunciation, then Baba had given us this course on tyag for 7 days. But then Baba had clarified this aspect back then, that when you finish the right to me and mine, where the right finishes, at the point where me and mine finishes, this is called tyag or renunciation. When we move ourselves away, so as and when our tapasya increases, the intensity of it increases, so the soul also, whatever the shores it has held on to, it also starts to leave all those based on the intensity of tapasya. And tyag or the sacrifice means where there is the right to in relationships and to shed that attachment and to become the renewal of that attachment. So Baba has taken this sacrifice into very subtle aspects. As and when we do this, we need to do the tapasya in our life, and the basis of that tapasya is this very subtle right that we have in our lokic world when we're doing business, that of me and mine, to relieve that, to let go of that. That is the tapasya. But then, as they show in devotion, in bhakti, that Dhruva did devotion, he did tapasya, he stood on one foot, he stood on one leg, and then he didn't take any support. That was his tapasya, his penance, but then that was physical, that he wanted to achieve something, so that was very physical. So that's how a person does in the physical world, in the physically. But then Baba doesn't tell us to do any physical tapasya. That child, you stand on one foot, or whatever happens, you have to stay in that position. No, Baba has never taught us to do tapasya at a physical level, but our tapasya is also at a very subtle level. So where there's this renunciation of me and mine, there's the right kind of tapasya that will begin to shine. But then to get rid of this me and mine completely in our life, whatever the effort that I've made in my life, that is the tapasya. And the second point, tapasya is that in which we are the ones with firm thoughts, determined thoughts. Baba tells us many times that determination is the basis for success. So determined thoughts, or the definition that Baba gave of tapasya, the practice filled with determination. So whatever practice it is, when we do it with determination, then that's called tapasya. So practice the practice is filled with determination. And these very subtle weaknesses that we have in our lives, when we practice to remove those subtle weaknesses through our determined thoughts, then that becomes our tapasya. And many times several children go to come here to meet Baba like on special days like in January 18th or New Year. They go to Baba's room and they write. What do they write? Baba, this is my weakness and I'm going to give this to you here and I'm going to leave this here, donate this to you. So then you drop that in the drop box. What do you write there? Baba, from today, I'm going to leave this weakness of mine completely here. And so when they write, and even as they write it, they'll be so happy because from today, I won't be having this weakness because I've already given this weakness to Baba. I became free from this weakness. You're very nice when you are here because you're not under the influence of that weakness. And as when you leave this place and return to your homes, then that will become like a soda water. What will happen? Does it become a soda water slowly? That determined thought that you had made in Baba's room, not knowing where it has gone, then you will get that thought that we had taken this decision, this determined thought during Amrit Vela in Baba's room, we had written this, we had donated this to Baba, still yet it hadn't got rid of me. Let's remember in Baba's.
अब तुम्हें आना है।
फिर बाबा के कमरे में जाकर के ये दृढ़ संकल्प किया
फिर ये then went into Baba's room and then he
क्यों ये सोडा वाटर
made this eternal thought even after that why does it become soda water and some people become hopeless and then thinking that there must be some weakness within me that's why nothing that I decide will become fruitful and it's not that you're determined not to any less but then maybe the method is wrong for example there's darkness in this room and some person comes in and says that let go of this darkness from this room then it doesn't go on its own because there's no source for this darkness but then there's the source for the light so if you light up a lamp then the darkness automatically goes away exactly like this today if some weaknesses we have in our life then it's because we lack something, we lack some or the other power in our life. And that's why there's this weakness. Lack of power is the weakness. And so now you write in Baba's room that Baba, I'm living with weakness, then would that darkness, would that weakness, would that get over? No, it won't. It won't get over just like that.
जिस तरह से भक्ति मार्ग में भी हम भगवान के
जस्ट लाइक इन डिवोशन यू यूज्ड टू गो टू टेंपल एंड देन यू ऑलवेज यूज्ड टू आस्क फॉर पावर फ्रॉम गॉड दैट गॉड गिव मी द पावर सो व्हाई डिड वी कीप आस्किंग फॉर द पावर बिकॉज़ इवन इन डिवोशन वी थॉट दैट वी डिड हैव वन द अदर वीकनेस इन आवर लाइफ एंड देन आई नीड टू गिव विक्टोरियस ओवर दिस वीकनेस And I need power for that, and then that's why we kept on asking God for power. And similarly, not say someone has anger, and then they get angry very easily. But first I have to think, but I have to understand first, but due to which power that I'm getting this anger? Is there a lack of power that I'm getting this anger? Is there a lack of patience within myself that's causing me this anger? So there is this lack of patience within me, that's why I get anger. Or maybe I have lack of peace within me, that's why I get angry easily. So what is this power that I lack? Is it the power to tolerate, the tolerance power, peace, the power of peace, or what is it? It is I who need to realize that for myself. But let's say that I have the lack of all these three powers, then I get angry over and over again. Then every day, the practical plan for you would be wake up in the Amritvela and then sit before Baba and then invoke that power that you're lacking in your life in front of Baba. Baba is the almighty authority and that power that you lack is to be given to you through Baba himself. But what happens is, when you sit in Amritvela in Baba's room, then you should have that objective that I have the lack of this power and I need to invoke this power so that when I have this power I'll be able to become victorious over these weaknesses of mine. So sit in front of Baba and invoke the power of peace, invoke the power of tolerance, invoke the power of patience in front of Baba. Do it continually for 10 days or 15 days, say 2 weeks continually, every day continually keep invoking that in front of Baba, through Baba, through your determined thoughts. Because Baba has always mentioned in his movies, he has always told us that children, when the final times has come, then even the slightest of weaknesses that you have within you, that you have carefully kept inside of you, thinking that this is just a small one, I'll get over this in time, but then that same subtle weakness would become a biggest thing for you during the final time. That's why don't ever think of it as the small one, subtle one. So if you get that awareness about that small weakness of yours at the very beginning, so that you can invoke these three powers, and then you'll see that after a week, your anger will start to reduce slowly. Just like, let's say, someone's hand is shaking. There's weakness. That's why their hand is shaking. You tell them, don't shake your hand, then they won't be able to do that because that's a weakness they have of the nerves. So you give them some nutrients, some nourishment to the body, then slowly that shaking will diminish. So exactly like this. So today, the mind is shaking today because of anger. It keeps getting upset due to the lack of power. So when you take determined thought that I have to remove this weakness from within myself, then they'll be able to invoke that power. And it's not that, okay, I've written this in front of Baba in a letter and I've dropped this letter, that's why this weakness has left me. No, it doesn't go like that. So this practical plan, we have to make it for ourselves. Every day, both times, during Namrit Vela and Namasham, during evening yoga, let's invoke this power in front of Baba so that we are able to achieve it from Baba. And knowledge and yoga, these two are the sources of power. Knowledge is also power, and that's why we apply the knowledge that Baba has given us in our life, in our actions. It's nothing new. Why do we keep getting upset every time? So if the drama, knowledge of drama is accurate, then the knowledge of drama is accurate, and then especially in Amrit Vela, you invoke that power, and with the accurate knowledge of drama, after a week, you'll see that your anger will slowly start to diminish. And then when you take the determined thought that after 2 weeks I need to make myself really strong by getting rid of this weakness, then after 2 weeks that weakness of yours will definitely get diminished. This is the guarantee. But then you have to do it with complete faith and complete practice and complete focus on this one, just like Dhruva did the tapasya. But then whatever the effort that he made towards that, was his tapasya towards that. Exactly like that, when we start invoking the powers that we are lacking in our life, by having that focus, by having that objective, then we'll be able to become complete victorious completely over your weaknesses, and this is the guarantee. And this is your tapasya towards becoming victorious over that anger. And this plan that you've made for yourself, and if you stick to that, if you stand by that, that would be your tapasya. And now the point to ponder over is that, so I wrote this in Baba's room about my weakness on that day, on the day of January 18th, but then it still doesn't leave me this weakness, then maybe I lack the power to power of determination. No, it's not about the lack of the power of determination, but then the method that you've employed is wrong. So then, you can even continue with that effort for 1 more week, but then that would be your tapasya. But then you have to get rid of that weakness of yours. Let that be your objective. This is why it is said that Lakshya, focus, objective, Lakshan, the exactly the symbol of that, the characteristic of that, and then Lakshman Rekha, which means that line in which you're not supposed to cross. And so as is my objective that I have to become victorious over this weakness, and that Lakshan, that I'm the embodiment of this power, that starts to come in, and then that the code of conduct, the Lakshman Rekha, means that Maryada, that I need to follow this sincerely. And when I follow it sincerely, then there will be this achievement, there will be the attainment of that. And so tapasya means practice with the complete determination. So this practice that you've employed for yourself, the practice that you've practiced for yourself, through this determination, then it's natural that you'll have victory over your weakness. Then after that, there are many, very many small weaknesses in our life. How many weaknesses do you have? So you start to identify each of these weaknesses, and then accordingly you start doing effort full of determination. When you start doing that, then how many weeks you have within a year, 52. And so even if you use 2 weeks to get rid of a weakness, then within a year, you'll become complete or not within a year. And to become complete, you need to have this attention, you need to have this practice full of determination according to the current times. This practical plan you have to employ within yourself, because Baba has always been telling us that children haven't fulfilled one desire of Baba. What is that? To become Bap Saman, to become like Baba. And if I can fulfill the desire of Baba, that I'll be Bap Saman, then I need to stick very strictly to this plan. So within a year, I'll be able to attain, will be able to become complete. So will that be difficult to become complete in a year, or difficult? It will become natural, it will become easy. And secondly, it's said that in the confluence age, we get all the powers from Baba, and we get the fullness from Baba, the Sampurnata from Baba, of being complete from Baba, the status of being complete from Baba. Within these powers haven't, they're not the praise of the deities. And what is the praise of deities? 16 degree celestial forms. Sarva Shakti Sampan, it means full of all powers, is not the praise of deities. And to be able to gain victory over all of our weaknesses, then this is what we need to become now, and this will make us into Sarva Shakti Sampan, that means full of all powers. The power of patience, the power to tolerate, that is a power, and that will become our character then in Satyug. And then the power that we have now will become the character there in Satyug, and then that will make us complete. And this is called tapasya. Third point, what is tapasya called? What is it that makes up tapasya? And we've listened to many movies that wherever we gain victory, there will be our birth. There it is that will take birth. So where is it that we need to become victorious over, we need to gain victory over five aspects. First one, victory over all senses, just like Shri Devi told her in a class. Victory over all senses, not just on the physical senses, but also the subtle organs of the soul, the mind, intellect and the samskaras, to gain complete victory over my sense organs. So when will we become victorious over the complete senses? And secondly, samskarjit, it means to become victorious over our personality traits. So the subtle organs of the soul are the mind, intellect and samskaras. And within these, the subtle samskaras, the personality traits, because in satya, every deity will be the victorious form, will be the victorious form. And so wherever you become victorious, that's where you take birth. And so the kind of victory that you've gained on the same level, you'll be taking birth, just like Baba mentioned in Sunday's Murli. So in 108 or 16,108, in whichever percentage that you've gained victory, you've gained victory now here, then at the same level, you'll be taking birth in there. So to whichever level you're able to gain victory now, at the same level, you'll be taking birth there. And that's why, there's no guarantee for passing here with Baba, because whatever someone makes effort into, and according to their efforts, they'll finalize the status for themselves. And so, gain victory accordingly is called samskarjit. And the third one is to gain victory over the nature. And the fourth one is to gain victory over maya. And the fifth one is to gain victory over sleep. I know that many of you have gained victory over sleep in the morning, this morning. Please raise your hands whoever had. Very nice. So this is why it's said wherever there's victory, well, you'll be taking birth there. So when you took victory over your sleep or which other things, I saw that many Matajis, they didn't sleep in their rooms at night, thinking that if they sleep in rooms, they won't be able to be awake properly. That's why they sat outside so that they'll be awake. So they did that kind of tapasya. And that tapasya was to become victorious over the sleep. And to become victorious over the sleep means to become victorious over laziness and carelessness. And samskarjit. And the second one was to become samskarjit. And how do you become victorious over your samskar? And to become victorious over your senses, you need to become self-sovereign. The more you become self-sovereign, the more, the better birth you will be taking based on that. And to become, victorious over the senses, you need to become self-sovereign. Shri Devi taught about these things. And based on that, you need to gain control over your senses. The thing to be able to become victorious over samskaras, what do we need to use? What do we need to do? I remember one of Baba's movies, to become victorious over samskaras, you need to merge your samskaras in your sampoonsu, in your complete form, that any samskaras will be completely merged so that they won't become immersed in the seed form. So you immerse your samskaras of being the complete form so that all your forms of weaknesses will get nourished in the depth of your complete form. उसको मर्ज कर दो. And so you merge all the samskaras in complete form. Because it doesn't completely get destroyed, because it will emerge again from coverage. So you merge it so deeply within the complete form so that it doesn't emerge for another half a cycle. And according to that, your complete form, you emerge your complete form. And the third point that said is to become victorious over nature. Two types of nature, one is external nature, the other is our internal nature. So what we call as our own nature. So to be able to gain victory over our nature, we need to do nature cure. And to do nature cure, we need to keep fasting. So what do these nature cure people? Do fasting. So if you fast, then your nature, your physical nature will start to become right. And accordingly, our internal nature means it's our habits, it's our attitude. And so if we need to get this right, then we need to emerge our forms of being ancestors and the form of being the deity form. And we need to have benevolent feelings, Shubh Bhavna and Shubh Kamna towards every single soul. Regardless of whichever soul comes in front of me, then let me have the feelings of goodness, feelings of good wishes and feelings of goodness towards that soul. The more I have that, the better my nature will get cured. Just like this nature cure people, they fast. And it's called the vrat. It's like they take a vow to fast for so and so hours. It looks exactly like this. We also have to take this vow that we need. Baba has already made us bind into this vow of celibacy. And the more we get into the purity, the need to cure becomes more natural. And once this internal nature is cured, then this starts to impact the external nature. I'm giving sakash to the prakriti, the outside nature, but then my own internal nature isn't getting purified, then how much of the impact would that have on the external nature? That's why I need to cure my own internal nature first. I need to purify my own internal nature first. And the more I purify my internal nature, the greater the impact it will have on the external nature automatically. And the fourth aspect is to become victorious over Maya. And to become victorious over each and every form of Maya. And Baba said to become victorious over Maya's forms, you need to transform their forms. So the more you transform, you need to transform your body consciousness into soul consciousness. And similarly, you transform your attachment into love. Transform anger into peace. Then the method of becoming victorious over Maya is to emerge all the qualities of the self, of the soul, of all the seven qualities of this Maya. Then we become victorious over Maya. And then the last one will be victorious over sleep, and then we'll become victorious over carelessness and laziness. And where you become victorious, there you will take the bed. So if you want to become the rulers, the king and queens, or you want to become subjects, or you want to become servants, wherever there is subservience, then they'll become servants. That's why, to whatever extent you've become victorious over yourself, it's important to have the aim and objective also. As is your aim and objective, so is your Lakshman Rekha, or this line of code of conduct. Wherever you take victory over, there you take birth. So Baba Samuri, that you've taken, Baba has asked in Sangha Samuri, where you want to take birth, you need to finalize it. So when you finalize it, and then when you did effort to become victorious, when you made effort to get rid of those weaknesses to become victorious, that is your tapasya. So this is why we have to become karma yogis. So as we become karma yogis and we start becoming victorious over each and every thing, then we'll mind that yes, I became victorious over this path of the mind. And this is our tapasya. And so to do this tapasya, whatever it is that I need to sacrifice, renounce, let me do it. So that the form of my tapasya will become shining, will become sparkling, and it will become so visible, so sparkling and shining that people will be able to see that within you. They'll be having a vision of you in that home. Wherever you go, there were such vibrations from you towards other souls that their tensions will start to get melted away. Your own soul, when you're at the environment of all those things, then your frame itself will start to do the service. Wherever Baba's vibrations will become their field to have this realization through you, then that is the real seva, that is the real service. So then it's very essential to have this balance of this tyag, tapasya and seva, sacrifice, renunciation, tapasya and service. Because we are Raj yogis and we need to become victorious over ourselves in the royal form. And we need to have this royal tapasya and then become victorious over our senses. Thank you, Om Shanti.
दुनिया के आकर्षणों में दुनिया लगी लगन बस एक यही, हमें तपस्या करना है। बन के तपस्वी मूरत साथी, अब अपने घर चलना है। लगी लगन बस एक यही, लगी लगन बस एक यही।